British Child Groomed and Sexually Abused by Up to 300 Men, Courtiers. By Nathaniel Charles on March 6, 2022. Leeds Crown Court has heard that a British girl was abused and groomed by up to 300 men by the time she reached the age of 17. The courtroom was told that the girl was targeted by a group of men from the age of 14, and her parents had contacted social services after she repeatedly returned home looking disheveled and under the influences of drugs and alcohol, one time completely naked from the waist down. However, Kate Batty, for the prosecution, said that the unidentified girl's parents were told by social services that she must love it if she keeps going back. A stance that has stark parallels to the era when Gordon Brown's government were accused of sending a letter to all police forces saying underage girls who were groomed at the time had made an informed choice about their sexual behavior and therefore it is not for police officers to get involved in, despite such activity clearly being a criminal matter. In one instance, the girl in this latest case was held with a knife to her throat as a man sexually assaulted her, with the prosecution saying the number of men believed to have abused her was between 200 and 300, Yorkshire Live reports. The prosecution was only focused on one of the girl's abusers, however, namely one Nazaret Hussain, who attempted to rape the girl when he was 17 and beat her up at a house used by a grooming gang when she refused. Hussain, who is now 33, was already serving a notional 17-year sentence. Prisoners in Britain almost never serve their full sentence in custody for rape and sexual assault when he was arrested for this crime in 2018. After his conviction, Judge Jeffrey Marson QC added a mere 2 years to Hussain's term. Billy Howarth, the founder of Parents Against Grooming UK, PAGOOK, an anti-abuse, pro-children's rights group based in the rape gang hotspot of Rochdale, told Breitbart London that this was a case of another poor child failed by a broken system. Howarth insisted that when it comes to Britain's child protection services, we need to rip up the handbook and start again with top-down reform, as the current system is clearly not working. Over 300 men abused this girl, yet only one person has been convicted. This echoes what happened in Rochdale, where 1,400 men were involved in widespread child abuse, yet only 9 were convicted. This explains the huge problem our kids face as thousands of pedophiles roam the UK unchecked and ignored by authorities, Howarth claimed. We must do better, we must start again for the sake of our children and teenagers, the children's advocate went on. Finishing, Howarth praised the victim for taking one of her abusers to court, saying, "We at PAGOOK represent survivors, so it's only right we finish with paying tribute to the lady who has been so brave in speaking out. It's not easy, but it is the first step on a long road to recovery. We wish her all the best." As of August 2021, 38 men, including Hussain, have been jailed for historic sexual offences as part of Operation Tendersea, which investigated the crimes of a Huddersfield grooming gang that operated between the years of 2004 and 2011. Potentially hundreds of pedophiles linked to the gang's abuse have potentially escaped justice, however. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.